Testing the Core i7-1195G7. Is Intel's new top Tiger Lake CPU worth it for your next laptop? By Tom Brandt on August 13th in PC Magazine. Not all Core i7 CPUs are created equal. Is Intel's new flagship Core i7 a laptop must-have versus the chip one rung down the ladder? Our performance tests help you decide. At the virtual Computex 2021, Intel announced a supplemental line of mobile CPUs for its then-current family of Tiger Lake U mobile chips designed for mainstream and ultralight laptops. Dubbed the Tiger Lake U Refresh, these add-ons to the existing line are headed by a new top-end flagship CPU, the Core i7-1195G7. The former head of the line was the Core i7-1185G7. Now, perhaps, you've heard that not all laptop CPUs are created equal. An Intel Core i7 of the same family and generation usually performs better than an Intel Core i5. Which in turn is typically more capable than a Core i3. But why are there so many Core i7 versions? And what's the difference among them? To find out, we pitted these two 11th generation Tiger Lake Core i7 processors against one another to see if the higher clocked one is demonstrably any better. We found that it can perform some tasks a bit faster while it delivers no significant advantage on other workflows. And in some cases, the top-end 11th generation Core i7 offers no benefit over its 10th generation predecessor. Before we can take a closer look at these results, let's break down exactly what we're testing, how we're testing it, and why we chose these chips. A Core i7 showdown. Laptop CPUs compared. For this showdown, we evaluated the performance of Intel's highest-end Core i7 designed for thin and light laptops, the Core i7-1195G7, against the performance of the next lower Core i7 in the 11th generation product line, the Core i7-1185G7. The Core i7-1195G7 is a multi-threaded CPU with 4 cores and 8 threads. It runs on a base clock speed of 1.3 GHz in its lowest TDP configuration, and it can range as high as 5 GHz, the maximum turbo frequency on one core, when the app you're running demands extra oomph for short periods. The step-down Core i7-1185G7 has the same number of cores and threads, but slightly slower rated clocks. The base clock speed is 1.2 GHz at its lowest TDP, and it tops out at 4.8 GHz in turbo mode. Now, few laptop makers offer a choice of two such close chips within the same immediate core family in the same laptop chassis, in part because the capabilities are so similar. But when you're faced with the option, it helps to know when you'd want a higher clocked chip and when you can skip it. In the case of our tests, we got the chance to look at the same CPUs in not just two, but three iterations of the same laptop. A rare opportunity for a relatively level testing field. Testing CPUs across multiple laptop models is generally fraught with caveats because thermal solutions, chassis, and other variables that cannot be controlled for come into play. As for that third iteration, we're also including here the Core i7-10710U as a representative of the flagship from the previous 10th generation Comet Lake U family. This chip actually has more cores 6, and Threads, 12, than its successors, but it features a lower base clock speed and is built on an older 14 nanometer architecture. The 11th generation chips use Intel's latest 10 nanometer architecture. Two more things to note. While these Core i7 SKUs represent the best of what Intel has to offer for mainstream laptops, there is a whole separate category of Core H-series chips that are designed for big, powerful gaming laptops and mobile workstations. You'll never see a given laptop family offer a choice between the H-series chips and the ones we tested for this article in the same chassis. While the H-series ones are more powerful, they can't fit in most mainstream ultra-portable designs, which don't have enough power to run them or thermal hardware adequate to cool them. The final caveat, also related to heat and power, is that even the exact same Core i7 CPU model will perform slightly differently depending on the laptop. To accommodate differences in cooling systems and chassis designs, Intel lets manufacturers adjust clock speeds and other parameters to ensure that chips stay cool even when they're under heavy processing loads, such as when you're exporting a video project or you're on a Zoom call. As we alluded to above, we got the rare chance to see these three chips in one iteration after another of the same laptop, the MSI Prestige 14. MSI offers this model with the Core i7-1185G7 and the Core i7-1195G7 as CPU options now, among others, and the company offered that roughly equivalent 6-core 10th generation chip back in 2020. These three configurations were pitted against one another. Core i7 test results, part 1, when clock speed reigns supreme. We test laptop performance using three sets of criteria. The first is productivity performance. The PCMark benchmark suite represents different real-world productivity and content creation workflows. We use it to assess overall system performance for office-centric tasks such as word processing, spreadsheet jockeying, web browsing, and video conferencing. Second, we simulate more CPU-intensive content work, such as video format conversion, image editing, and 3D rendering, using apps like Adobe Photoshop, Maxon Cinebench, and the open-source Handbrake tool. Finally, there's graphic performance, which is less important on laptops that aren't designed for gaming, but still illustrative of what a CPU's built-in graphics processor can handle. Here is a summary of our results. As for the first category, the results are clustered very closely together on both the PCMark 10 overall score and the PCMark 8 storage score. The latter typically remains constant on all laptops that use SSDs and isn't directly influenced by CPU performance. But on the PCMark 10 test, a holistic view of laptop performance, the Core i7-1195G7 has a small but distinct lead over both its predecessor and the Core i7-1185G7. While many factors go into this test, it's likely that the top-end Core i7's higher clock speed helps it achieve the best result. Everyday tasks like web browsing and document editing typically use CPU power in short bursts, when it's possible to achieve the processor's maximum clock speed. In this case, the higher speed likely gives an advantage, even though the Core i7-1185G7 has the same number of cores. What's just as interesting is that the 10th generation Core i7 and its extra cores and threads did not afford it an Super Bowl advantage on this test. The situation repeats itself on the more intense Photoshop test. Again, we see the Core i7-1195G7 achieve a small but distinct lead over its little sibling. The CPU is flat out while Photoshop is working on applying each filter, each of which typically takes a few seconds. But then it's idle until the next filter is ready. It's the classic definition of a bursty workflow. Core i7 test results, part 2. Sometimes it's all about the cores. When it comes to Handbrake and Cinebench tests, however, there are essentially no differences between the Core i7-1195G7 and the Core i7-1185G7. Take Handbrake. In our tests, converting a 4K video to a 1080p one is the opposite of a burst. The CPU does the same level of work for a sustained period of time, in this case, 11 minutes or so. As a result, it can't run at its maximum boost clock speed without overheating. So it relies on more distributing the workflows across all of its cores. Also surprising, 6 cores wasn't better than 4 in this case. There are a few reasons why the older Core i7-10710U doesn't have an advantage here despite its 2 extra cores relative to the quad-core i7-1185G7 and Core i7-1195G7. One is its older, less advanced processor architecture. Another may be due to slight motherboard tweaks, heat pipe redesigns, or other ancillary improvements in the MSI laptop itself from generation to generation. As for graphics performance on a 3D Mark and Superposition gaming simulation, there's even less of a difference between the two 11th generation Core i7 chips. Both use the same Iris Xe integrated graphics silicon, each with the same number of graphics execution units. It's also unsurprising to see the Core i7-10710U come out significantly ahead on the graphics tests. The reason is simple. MSI used a discrete GPU, the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650, in the 2020 version of the Prestige 14, which boosts gaming performance significantly over an integrated graphics solution. The Iris Xe graphics processor is fairly advanced, but it can't compete with even an entry-level gaming GPU like the GTX 1650. Of course, the dedicated GPU in the 2020 version of the Prestige 14 will take up some of the thermal budget allotted to components inside the laptop's chassis, so our three-way comparison isn't strictly pure. But it is quite telling the times when the 6 cores didn't outrank 4. Verdict, for everyday task, you'll want the top Core i7. In addition to the caveats we already mentioned, it's worth noting that these results also don't take into account some of the most advanced capabilities of the Core i7 processor. For the most part, the tests are not optimized to use the artificial intelligence algorithms that Intel builds into its silicon, which get more intelligent with each new processor generation. Even within the same generation, AI capabilities are different. And Intel claims that the Core i7-1195G7 offers the highest performing AI acceleration ever built for thin and light laptops. All of the caveats aside, the results above suggest that if you're frequently going to max out your laptop's CPU for sustained periods, you can do just as well with a Core i7 that's clocked slightly lower than top speed. Manufacturers know this, which is why you'll see many premium ultra-portable laptops offered with the Core i7-1185G7 but relatively few so far, with the Core i7-1195G7. That said, the 1195G7 is quite new. In some cases, you won't be missing much. Indeed, a further step down is the Core i7-1165G7, which is the most common Tiger Lake Core i7 we've seen in mainstream laptops so far. We haven't tested a Prestige 14 with that CPU, else we'd have liked to drop it into the comparison too. But if you come across the option for the 1195G7 versus the 1185G7, the price difference is small and the systems are configured otherwise the same, you should spring for the upgrade to enjoy a slight boost in performance on the tasks you're likely to use your laptop for day in and day out.